I was just looking at the little headline that came across that said the Quinnipiac poll shows that Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump are tied in Pennsylvania and Ohio, but Hillary Clinton is leading in Florida. Think about that. I know we just did this bit right before we went on break, but think about that. You have Pennsylvania and Ohio where Trump is tied with Hillary Clinton, and Florida, Hillary is winning. Well, if Trump wins Ohio and Pennsylvania, it's over. And after all of this scorched earth at Trump, he's still statistically tied with Hillary in Ohio and Pennsylvania. I will repeat. If I was a Democrat, I would be terrified. Even my man GNR for Trump said, spot on. We have 5 interceptions and 9 holding penalties in the first half and are down a field goal. See? GNR for Trump knows. He knows the analogies. Damn it. But yeah, imagine. Pennsylvania. You got to win. Listen, you got to win Pennsylvania and you got to win Ohio. And Trump is even. Like I said, it's only going to go up from here. You're going to see Trump now with a totally different tone. You're going to see him with a totally different vibe. That's, I'm telling you, it's all part, just mark my words, it's all part of the plan. It's all part of the strategy. Once you've been deemed dead, the rise is that much bigger of a story, my friends. Don't forget that. The comeback is the better story. Just remember that. Don't ever forget I said that. The comeback and the rise from the dead is the better story. Don't forget it. And you heard it here first. You heard it here first. All right. I don't know what the hell's going on right now. Let me reframe that, because some of you are like, Rob, you don't know what's going on your own show. Stupid. I know what's going on my own show. Okay? What I'm saying is, the great Loretta Lynch, the Obama's puppet, is giving a speech right now. So, who knows what she's saying? Some Obama propaganda. Now, that's a good Obama propaganda. Some Obama propaganda. That's what we're hearing. Well, we're not hearing. It's on one of my televisions are on in here. When I got up to use the latrine, the green room had a headline that said coming up soon, Loretta Lynch. And now one of my TVs is showing her speak. Some propaganda, some Obama propaganda, Obama propaganda. That's what's going on right now. I hate when they do that too. Not propaganda, but they do it right in the middle of the show and we can't talk about it because we don't do a show in the afternoon. We don't do a show like Mark Levin. We don't do a show like Megyn Kelly. We don't do a show like Sheen Hannity. We don't do it at night. We don't do it during the day. We do it in the morning. That's when we do it. They're giving $1 million in emergency funds for Florida. Oh, wasn't that nice? $1 million. What the hell are they going to do? What are they going to do with $1 million? You got to figure that club. Imagine. You got to figure this. That club, that Pulse nightclub, that Pulse nightclub is it's going to have to demolish itself, right? I mean, $1 million won't even rebuild Pulse nightclub because there's no way. There's no way you just go in there with a cleaning crew and clean up and just open the doors again. You just don't. Something like that, you just demolish the site. Seriously, you demolish that. So there is no cleaning up a club that had 50 people killed in it and another 50 wounded. There's no cleanup crew for that club. They're just not. And I'm not being grim or creepy or uncaring. It's just not. There's just no cleanup crew. It just doesn't happen. $1 million. Loretta Lynch. We're going to give $1 million to Florida. What's that for? What's that? The club alone to either rebuild it, demolish it. I mean, and do you have insurance? What kind of insurance covers a terrorist attack? I mean, I know in Florida you can get hurricane insurance because they have that a lot. Hurricanes always happen to Florida. And I'm sure at some places you can get alligator insurance because there's alligators everywhere. I don't know if there's alligator insurance. I'm just being a smartass, okay? But what kind of insurance covers a terrorist attack? Seriously, where's that in the policy? I'd love to hear that club owner on the phone. Yes, is this Allstate? Yes, hi. I don't know if he sounds like that. I'm just assuming because it's a gay club. The owner's gay, and of course I'm adding the real over-the-top flamboyant gay voice. Maybe he's not flamboyant. I don't know, but it plays into the bit. Okay, thank you. Hi, this is Wayne. Yes. So I have a little problem. You might have heard. I own this club, and we had a bit of an accident. What's the club? Okay. Yes, you've heard of Pulse, right? Oh, yes, sir. Yes, I know. We had this horrible, horrible, horrible incident happen. It was just devastating. But here's my issue. There's roughly, give or take, there's roughly 37 gallons of dried blood all over the floors and wall that I just can't get up. I mean, we just keep cleaning and cleaning and cleaning, and it just won't clean. And then there's these bullet holes, and there's about 1,300 bullet holes. And then on the side near where the latrines are, we have these holes in the wall. No, silly. I'm not glory holes. Those are in the other bathroom. I'm talking about holes, these big holes where the FBI came and they broke it out so they can get the terrorists. It was just crazy. Yes. So what's covered under my policy? What's covered? Are the holes covered? Are the blood covered? What's covered? Because it's just a mess in here. Was that wrong? Was that over the top? I know. I'm sorry. I'm ashamed of myself right now. I'm ashamed that I went there. I'm ashamed that I went there. I need to be disciplined. I need to be spanked. Someone call someone from Pulse. tell them that Rob Zicari has. Right now, if we were on terrestrial radio, I think I might get fined. I think the program manager would come in and go, dude, what was that? Our switchboard going up. W-E-Z-K, can you hold? W-E-Z-K, can you hold? W-E-Z-K, can you hold? W-E-Z-K, can you hold? The switchboard operator, she's just punching buttons. There's like 90 things lit up. Everybody on hold. Program director is like, dude, you're done. It's over. Can't do that. I'll be like, well, what can I do? Talk about glory holes? No, what? Okay, I'm sorry. I went a little too far. I'm apologizing now. I'm apologizing for what I just did. Okay? And remember, as long as you apologize, everything's good. As long as you apologize for something you did wrong, everybody has to forgive you. That's the rule. Okay? In politics, they call it walking it back. I'm not walking it back. I'm just apologizing. That's it. I don't need to walk it back. I don't need to. I'm just straight up humbly apologize. I am humbly apologizing for imitating the owner of Pulse, who I don't know if his name is Wayne. I don't know if he sounds over the top flamboyant. I don't know if he's gay. He could be like, hey, how you doing? What's up? My name's Frank. Frank Rizzo. I'm not gay. I just own a nightclub that caters to homosexuals. Because they got cash. And they all have great jobs. And I make a ton of money. Let me get in my pickup truck. I don't know. Maybe he's like that. But anyways. I'm sorry. Forgive me. I don't know if I'll say never do it again, because I might do it again. Not the Pulse, but imitate an over-the-top flamboyant homosexual. I could do that again. But I'll never make a crude joke about insurance claims from Pulse. I'll never do that again. I am sorry. I am sorry. Okay. You have to forgive me. So don't. You have to forgive me. Remember when Limbaugh and he was like, Sandra Fluke, whatever, she's a whore. And, you know, yeah, all of them. All these different entertainers, they've done something. They had to come back and go, I regret that I said what I said. I am sorry. So-and-so is not a whore. Donovan McNabb is smart to be a quarterback. I didn't want to kill Donald Trump. All of the things that everyone gets in trouble for. So I'm sorry. End of story. Thank you.